You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Please gimel. The Ein Molim B'Katshim Mizbeach, Rak B'Katsh Yisrael. This halacha of Me'ilah, that if someone donates a korban, there's a din Me'ilah in that korban. That's only true by Katshim Mizbeach, by karbanos that have been dedicated by a Jew. But karbanos that have been dedicated by a guy, there is no Me'ilah. So why is that? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Vav says, it's learned out, Chet Chet from Me'ilah. By Me'ilah it says, V'chata Bishgaga. And by Trum it says, V'lo Siso Olav Chet. So there's a Gzeres Shava from Truma to Me'ilah. And by Truma, it says, V'lo Yichalus Kotshe B'nei Israel. Mashma, that Truma is only considered to be Kotshe B'nei Israel. So too, by Me'ilah, there's only Be'ilah by Kotshe B'nei Israel. However, the Gemara in Zvachim and Temura and Erchin says, V'medvar B'morim, when is it that there's only Me'ilah by a Jew and not a guy? That's only B'Kotshe Mizbeach. But Bekotche Bedek Habayis, everyone would agree that it's Me'ilah even by a guy. So let's read that. Mikomakom en Molim Bahem Min HaTaira, that in a korban that is dedicated and given by a guy, there is no Me'ilah Midaraisa. Aval Aser Lehanus Bahem Midivrei Sofrim. The Gemara says, Lo Nehanim Velo Moilim. Very often the Gemara says that. Lo Nehanim Velo Moilim. L'chadchili, you're not allowed to get hanoah, but you're not allowed. But if you do, there's no chi of keren v'chaimesh and no chi of korban. Now, lo nehenin, there's a machlokas. Whenever it says lo nehenin, it seems to be a big machlokas. Is there an isur d'oraisa to be nehenin? Or is it only an isur d'rabbanan? By kotche akum, where it says there's no me'ilah, and it says lo nehenin bo, the rabbim and others bring down midivre, it's only midivre sofer. It's only midirabbanan. Came pasuk a Rambam kan in Me'ilah Parakei Halach Desvav u'paisik a Reb Shimon b'shas dilon tamura bezon beiz v'ayin kesef mishnah sham hatam the pasuk a Reb Shimon. So I want to mention something interesting here. So what is this all learned out from? So as I mentioned to you, the Gemara says that there's a gzeres shava that's used all the time, chet chet from Me'ilah to Truma, and this is used to teach you that even though in shlich and dvar avera, for instance, by Me'ilah, there is a concept of Shlich L'Dvar Avera, because you learn Chet Chet from Truma. Just like the old Dinei Shlichas are learned out from Truma Atem, Gam Atem, L'Rabba Shlichachem, so too by Me'ilah, even though it's a Shlich L'Dvar Avera, there is an exception there. There is Shlich L'Dvar Avera. So the Gemara says Chet Chet mi Truma. Just like by Truma, Truma is limited to Klal Yisrael, Lo Sechal, Lo Kotshe B'nei Yisrael, so too Me'ilah is limited to what? To Jews and not Goyim. There is no Me'ilah by Kodshe Akum. How do you know that if an Akum goes ahead and he is neither a Korban to the Mizbeach, that the Akum's Korban is considered to be a valid Korban and the Akum can bring it as a Korban? The Gemara says, because in, I think, Parshas Emor coming up, it says Ish Ish. Right, whenever a Jewish man brings a korban, there are certain stipulations to the korban. For instance, there's an isser of bring a balmum, isser of shrut echutz. So, in the pasuk when it talks about being misnadev a korban, it says ish. The Gemara learns ish l'rabos afilu akum, that even an akum can be makdish a korban. That's very interesting. The Gemara in Temura says that a guy can be makdish a korban in one of two ways. A guy can be makdish a korban for himself, and it's a valid hekdish, and the guy can actually bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, how far can a guy enter? But even if the guy can't make it all the way, he could be mishaleach korbanosov. There's a concept that we accept from goyim their korbanos, right? You know all the fancy psukim in Yeshayahu, right? And halachically, it is upheld that a guy is allowed to offer a korban.
He can't bring his son.
All right, so that's a whole long discussion in the Gemara in Zvachim, what he could bring. At the end of the day, we come to the maskana, he cannot bring a shlamim, he can only bring an oila. And I'm sure you could mention there's a whole long discussion in Makshava why only Jews can bring shlamim, right? Not goyim, etc. But anyway, they could definitely bring a korban oila. But in that korban oila, even though it's kache kachim, there is no din me'ila by the kachim of a guy. So why? So the Gemara in Zvachim and Vavim and Aleph says, I'll tell you why. Because chet chet me truma. Just like by truma, lo yichol's kachim b'nei Yisrael, so to me'ila does not apply only by a Jewish korban, not by a goyish korban. And it's interesting, as I mentioned, a guy can bring two korbans. He can bring a korban for himself. So the Gemara has a shaila in Temura Gimel Amud Beis. Can a guy be meimer? There's a halacha of Temura, meaning if a person has created a korban, can he go ahead and transfer the kedusha of that korban to another animal? So the Gemara has an ibaya by a cotton. Can a cotton be meimer? So meaning if a cotton goes ahead and creates a korban, how could a cotton create a korban? So there's a halacha in Nazir and in Nida of Mufla Samach Leish, that it learns, since it says Ish Ki Yidor Neder, and says Ki Ish Ki Yazir Nazir, the Gemara says, why does it need the word Ish in both cases? Nazirus is a form of Neder. So once I've said Ish Ki Yidor Neder, why do I need to say Isho Isho Ki Yazir Nazir? I mentioned this all the time. I'll never forget one of my questions on my Koilel test, right, for Rav Shechter's Koilel and YU was, can a woman become a Nazir? And I knew this question beforehand, because every guy goes, I don't know, I bring a raya from a Gemara. He says, the Pasuk. Isho Isho Ki Yazir Nazir. So the Gemara says, it says Isho Isho Ki Yazir Nazir. What do I need Ish there? By Nadarim it says already Ish Ki Yidor Nazir. So the Gemara says the extra ish is to teach you that there is a concept of a man even before he becomes a man. Mufla samach le'ish. So the Gemara in Temura asks, if you have mufla samach le'ish, meaning a cotton can create a carbon, can a cotton then do Temura? A cotton creates a carbon and he says, harezu ayla, if he's over 12 years old, it's an ayla. Now, since he has that koyach of hekdesh, can he do Temura? So the Gemara has Nibaya. Maybe on the one hand, since he can be Makdish, he can be Meimer. The Gemara says maybe not. Since Temura comes with an Isser not to do it, Lo Yechlifen of Lo Yamir, so perhaps since the Torah expresses Temura in terms of an Isser Lav, since he's a Lav Bar Einshin, he can't do Temura. So the Gemara goes back and forth. And the Gemara says, even if you can tell me a cotton can do Temura, the Gemara wants to know, can a guy do Temura? So the Gemara says, no, a guy cannot do Temura. Why? Because Temura is in the same parsha as Maiser Behema, and Maiser Behema is Niskash to Maiser Dagon. Maiser Dagon is only by Jews. Maiser Behema is only by Jews. Temura is only by Jews. The Gemara says, lo mi baya, that a guy goes ahead and what? Is mafresh a korban for himself. But even if a guy is mafresh korban for Yisrael, now what does that mean? So Rashi and Temura explains there is this interesting concept that someone can be mafresh a korban for somebody else. I know you come into shul and you tell me it was terrible this morning. I forgot it was Shabbos and I'm chayav a korban chatas. I know that you're low on animals, whatever it is. I can be mafresh a korban chatas for your sake. Similarly, the Gemara says, a guy can be mafresh a korban for a Jew. And the Gemara wants to know, and if a guy is mafresh a korban for a Jew, can he do Temura on that korban? Because not only can a guy have a koyach of hekdesh, but now he's created an animal that belongs to a Jew.
Is it without his knowledge? Without the recipient's knowledge?
Yeah, it seems so. Seems that somebody...
So who's doing the Temura, the Jew or the guy?
So the guy's doing Temura. So the Gemara has famous Dibaya there. Does Temura go after the Mechaper or the Mischaper? The Mechaper would be the guy who created the Korban. Or does it go after the Bailim of the Korban who was a Jew? So be it as it may, the Gemara has that discussion there in Temura. And the Gemara says that there's a Shitas Reb Shimon Reb Shimon's shita is that when a guy, it's very interesting, when a guy is makdish a korban, Reb Shimon says there's no me'ila, there's no pigel, there's no noisar, and there is no, right, there's no pigel, there's no noisar, there's no tomei, there's no tamura, and there's no me'ila. So me'ila has a particular limud, as I mentioned. Chet chet mitruma. The problem was when the Gemara brings this, it says, how do I know that there's no me'ila by a guy? It says there's no me'ila by a guy because chet chet mitruma. Then the Gemara says, how come, it says, b'medvar amurim, when is that you have machlokes Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yosi, whether there's me'ila by kotche akum? That's only by kotche mizbeach. By kotche bedek habayis, everyone agrees there's me'ila even by the hektish of a guy. So Gemara says, because you learn from truma, and truma is kedushas haguf. So only when you're talking about kedushas haguf is there a miut that there's no me'ila by a guy. But when there's no kedushas haguf, it's kotche bedek habayis. Everyone agrees there's me'ila by the bedek habayis, the hektish of a guy. So I want to mention something interesting. There's Rambam, when he brings this halach in Hichos Me'ila, says, and you should know that there is no Me'ila by Kotcher Mizbech by a guy. There is by Kotcher Mizbech by a guy, but Kotcher Mizbech there is none. Why? Shenemar Daber El B'nei Yisrael. It says, Daber El B'nei Yisrael Ish Ish. So in that same parsha, it says Daber El B'nei Yisrael. It's a miyut that there is no Me'ila by Kotcher Mizbech of Akum. The problem is that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Chet Chet from Me'ila. So I looked up in the back of the Rambam, why is it that the Rambam does not use the limud of the Gemara Chet Chet from Me'ila, but rather concoct some Pasuk Daber El B'nei Yisrael, which can't be found anywhere. So I saw the Likutei Halachos mentions this briefly, but does not give an answer. The Brisker Rav in the stencil has a better page, which I read twice and I need to read about 22 times. But essentially, a Brisker Rav is saying something very interesting. In the classical Brisker way, the Brisker Rav is saying you should know that Kodshe Akum is not a Cheftza of Kodshim like Kodshe Yisrael. Meaning, it's not that a guy can also create the same Kodshim as Yisrael. He can't. His Kedusha, Kodshim Mizbeach, is from a total different sukh. And once you've established that, now it's open to make limudim about each halacha. Meaning that first you need a general concept that Kodshe Akum is not like Kodshe Yisrael. And once I have that general concept, so then I have to look at each particular case. Meaning, now that I know Kodshe Akum is not like Kodshe Yisrael, what about Neister? Now you have a limud. What about Pigel? I have a limud. That's what the Brisker Rav says, and you have to read through it because I'm saying it over, even though, I tell you the truth, I'm not 100% sure. You know, I mean, I guess that's what he's saying, but I don't know. I guess he has this idea. The Rambam says Daber El B'nei Yisrael. And that's why there is no Me'ila by Kodshe Akum. Right. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Chet Chet from Me'ila. So the Brisker Rav wants to say the Rambam is telling you that before any limudim are possible by each particular of Kodshe Akum, we first have to establish it's not Kodshe
Akum. One of the easiest of the Brisker Rav that I've ever heard.
What?
This is an easy Brisker Rav.
Okay. You satisfied with this? Okay.
Where inherently does Chet Chet Mitruma bifurcate between Kodshe Mizbeach and Kodshe Bedek Habayis? Is that a halacha which is a different halacha?
That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bamed varma morim, what there's no me'ila by Akum, but Kodshe Mizbeach."
But not is that inherent in the limud of Chet Chet Mitruma that somehow Truma relates to Kodshe Mizbeach and not?
No, because Truma has Kedushas Haguf.
Right.
So only with this Kedushas Haguf am I going to go ahead and make that comparison, which is Kodshe Mizbeach. But Kodshe Bedek Habayis, which is no Kedushas Haguf, I'm not going to make that comparison. That's the Gemara says that. Right. It's a Feirush Gemara.
Why would there even be an issue about Kodshe Bedek Habayis? All you have to know is that a guy can make donations. Once you make a donation and it belongs to the Gizbur, you're not being muddled in the guy's hektish. Like, a Kodshe Mizbeach still relates to the guy, the momentous, in a sense. But once you make a donation to the Gizbar, there's nothing to do with the guy anymore.
You know, you asked this question last week.
Yeah, I know.
And I did not have an answer. And I did not have an answer for you.
So I'm just reinforcing.
I did not have an answer. You're basically asking, why does the Gemara need a limud to say it's not true by Kachar Bedek Abayis? Chorot's a double partial.
Unless the limud is that a guy can make donations to the Kachar Bedek Abayis. That doesn't seem to be the case.
No.
Okay.
When two Jews make a donation to the Bedek Abayis, and then two people come and are mulling that thing.
So one is, he was mulling what that Jew was donated, and this, the other Jew was mulling what that Jew donated. I'm not talking anymore to the people donated.
Let's first
find out who's the banker, who owns the bank, and who makes the laws, whose ball is it, and whose court it is. It's the Bundesland. He says, when my children do it, I don't care if Reuven does it, if Shimon does it, if my Kinderlach, when one guy gives it, the second one, the all moil. But the guy, I'll let him donate it, but it's a whole different story.
In other words, what Rabbi Rosman is saying is an interesting idea, that idea about a brisker rav, that kachay mizbeach of a guy, is in a total different category. Maybe it's true by kachay bedek abayis. Interesting, by kachay reading, that there's this interesting idea, maybe kachay bedek abayis, that when a guy donates something to bedek abayis, it's in a total different category than classical bedek abayis.
I was assuming that. Okay.
I just want to tell you, I came late, you showed me here, this is about muflis, some of these trying to
get off. We're nice gimbal, we're not up to some of this shit.
I mentioned it, but we're getting there.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So
we're getting.
Finger on muflis, some of this. That's like, one second. Yeah. Muflis, some of this, you get the same kasha. There's a loch, and muflis, some of this, there's no dharma, no dharma. But there's no meal on it. According to you, it's in the bank. What's the difference how we got to the bank? You understand a Muslim Samachis, it's a whole different story. It's in the bank. With a Muslim Samachis, he has to be Shoyal Nedda. Everything is in the right. With a Muslim Samachis, it's a different account. It's a minor's account.
That Muslim Samachis is not Kachi we're talking about?
Let's look at Dalit right now. Let's look at Dalit now. In other words, is there this idea to say that when Bedek HaBayis accepts donations, at the end of the day, it's the Gizbar takes it, it belongs to Bedek HaBayis. Do you still say there's a distinction between who gave it? No, it's once Bedek HaBayis receives it, is there a distinction based on who gave it? So Shai is of the opinion, once they have it, we're done. Rabbi Reisman says it's not enough.
What if he wants to be paid? Bayou wants to be paid. Don't say that it's just everybody is equal.
I'll tell you an interesting
thing.
Actually,
we have a big problem now because I jumped ahead and Osei, he brings down that other rabbi.
Yeah, let's have a look.
Right. There is meilu. Kitche bedek abayis mufla ish of a cotton, there is no meilu.
That's what I'm telling you.
Right.
You show it to me over here. So that's the idea. It's vice toys.
No. By God, there is meilu. By Kitche bedek abayis. There is. Okay. Owned by a cotton, there's not.
Let's see.
Okay.
You could use the whole banking system whether you're a major holder in the thing, you can sell when you want, you can't sell when
absolutely. Absolutely the rules. Right. It doesn't matter, you know, but it seems logically it would seem once it gets to the what you're being molded in.
And it's an interesting question. And by the way, I will bring you a raya that use what you're saying seems to be correct. I mentioned this a few times, let's mention one more time. In Bava Kama, I involve myself. There's a discussion about a gan of steals. And the halacha is, if he then shacks the animal, he's chayev dalet v'hei. The question is, let's say he steals an object, and he's makdish the object, and then he shacks the animal. The Gemara says you'd still be chayev dalet v'hei. Why? It does lav demari katovach. Once the ganav is makdish it, correct? Lav demari katovach. It's no longer the animal of the original owner. It's not chayev dalet v'hei. It belongs to Hekdesh. The Gemara says no. You should know by all cases of Hekdesh, meikara tura deruven vahashta tura deruven, that even though you've given it to Hekdesh, meikara at the very outset, it's the shore of Reuven. Even after the Maisa Hekdesh, hashta tura deruven. So there, it seems to be that even after the Maisa Hekdesh, you retain a shame bialim, or that object is still considered.
Oh,
yeah. So very good. Excellent. So Taisva says, but there's a Gemara later that says, if a Ganov steals something in his marked shit, he's chayav dal vehe. Not because of shchita, because it's tavicha or mechira. Umali machro hejot, mali machro legavoya. So that Gemara later seems to indicate that by being a Ganov being mocked or something, it turns out to be what? It turns out to be a shinri rishus, and it turns out to be a form of mechira. So how can it be later yichayev dal vehe alts mechira? But here the Gemara says that if you shechted it after hektish, right, that you'd be chayev because it still belongs to the bialim. But manav shach after hektish, Tosfos says, is it meikara torah d'ruvin v'hash torah d'ruvin, or is it considered to be yesh and shinir rishos and chayev dal vehe for mechira? So Tosfos says you have to make a chiluk between kodshe mizbeach and kodshe bedek habayis, which seems to indicate that by kodshe mizbeach it's still your animal, which makes a lot of sense, because right? Because as we're learning at the beginning of Zvachim, the Gemara in Mem Vav and Zvachim says, L'shisha dvorim hadzevach nizbach, L'shem bailim. Even though you've called it an oila, it's your oila. Now Taisa seems to say that idea that it's your oila, even though it's an oila, does not apply by Katri Bedek HaBayis. So it seems Taisus is opining about this difference of opinion. Although I will say you might hold like Taisus, but Rabbi Reisman holds like Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz gives a different answer and says there is no distinction between Kachem Mizbech and Kachem Bedek HaBayis. He gives a different approach, which means that possibly according to Rabbeinu Peretz, even after I've given something to Bedek HaBayis, it's still considered to be my donation. So that's a very interesting question. After Bedek HaBayis, is it still considered to be yours? Does it still have your shame on it? So Rabbi Davis brought an interesting raya. L'chora does. Because if Hekdesh put something up for auction, I donate my car, what's Hekdesh going to do with my car? They want to sell it to do a paint job in the Beis HaMikdash. If someone else buys it at auction, he doesn't pay a chomish. If I buy it back from Hekdesh, I pay a chomish. So what does that mean? So there's still a recognition that I'm the original bialim even after Hekdesh has it. That was Rabbi Davis's raya, which is interesting. But L'charid b'tolio Taisus and Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz in Bava Kama. How do you answer the stir between those two Gemaras? Okay. Let's take a look at Ois Dalet. U'mavur b'nida daf mem vavam ed beis. Da'afilu l'man di'om mufla somech le'ish da'orais l'inina dorem v'hekdeshois v'chayov en al hekdeshoi. The Gemara there has a long discussion mem vavam ed beis. Is mufla somech le'ish adin da'oraisa or a din derabanan? The Gemara seems to feel strongly that if you're going to tell me mufla somech le'ish ends up with a cotton being marked or something, and the hektish of a cotton leads to a chiv me'ila, then it must be mufla somech le'ish is a din deraisa. But if, on the other hand, you say that it doesn't lead to me'ila, it's because, must be because mufla somech ish is midarabanan. The Gemara at the end of the day rejects it and says, no, even if mufla somech le'ish is a din d'oraisa, there's a special miut by mufla somech le'ish that it is not chayev in me'ila. I don't think the Gemara, I don't remember if the Gemara at the end of the day comes with a limud, but the Gemara does paskin at the end of the day, even though mufla somech le'ish is d'oraisa, mikol makom, nevertheless, that mufla somech le'ish that leads to a maisa hekdesh does not lead to chiv me'ila. Mikol makom b'shogi en chayav me'ila. To gzeres hakosov, de en chayav en al hekdesh or korban. I don't remember gzeres hakosov. Even though I looked at it last night, I'm sorry, I don't remember it. For a Rambam, perikid alf medor alocha dal behe, poisek the mufla somech le'ish doraisa, vim hikdesh u baha gadol v'nen eloike. So the question is, how could the Rambam pass against the Gemara? Well, the Gemara says, well, if you hold Mufal Samach Le'ish, still there's a miut, an exception. There is no what? Din Me'ila.
No, that's amazing.
One second. So the Gemara says you would get Malkus. Based on what? The Gemara talks about Bal Yachel. In other words, that if a cotton goes ahead and is marked as something, Mufal Samach Le'ish, and then someone goes ahead and what? Uses it b'mezid, not me'ila, he would get malchus based on the halach of bal yachel. But the din of shogeg, the Ram doesn't bring down. Ach din zed the b'shogeg ein chayiv kav me'ila al hekdesh shel mufla eino mevi harambam lo b'chus nadarim v'lo kan b'chus me'ila v'tzorchian.
I'm sorry. What bal yachel is shogeg?
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
First of all, it's Machloikis, 2 days in the Ran, Tesvavim and Alf in the Durin. Whether it's only the Noida that's over Bal Yachel or not. I don't know if you could go ahead and access it. But when there was a Siyum on the Durin, Daf Yomi made a Siyum in the Durin. Not this cycle, maybe, but last cycle. Rav Yisrael Reisman gave a great shear for the Siyum on the Dharam. And he brought this Ran in the Dharam, Tesvavim and Aleph, who brings a Shita that not only the Noider, but even other people may be over the Isser of Bal Yachel. That it's possible.
So,
meaning, but that case of Bal Yachel is different. That case of Bal Yachel is like this. I say, the first Ran in the Dharam says, correct? But I can answer something to you that I own. So if I say minchas chinuch zeh, and I'm saying this, of course, b'li neder, minchas chinuch zeh koinim alecha, correct? The halacha is your answer to this, right? It's chal. Now let's say you're nene from this minchas chinuch, correct? Are you over bal yachel? So there are 2 days in the Ran in the Dorim Tesvavim and Aleph, whether you, somebody else besides the noder, could be over bal yachel. But nevertheless, that's the Gemara. The Gemara there, whatever the tzir is, the Gemara in Nidim and Vavim Bey says, if you hold Mufla Samach Le'ish, the hekde, his neder and his hektesh is enough to create Bal Yachel. Now whether that means, let's say it's the cotton who makes the neder, and he grows up and he puts his gadel, and then he goes ahead and partakes in it, he's over Bal Yachel because he's the neder. Or whether it's a third party that's annoyed, there's a separate question, as I mentioned.
But what does that have to do with the case of, that's when someone is osa dover that belongs to him on somebody else. So that's why he's giving something to hektish. Where does Bayachal come into me'ilo hektish? Me'ilo is a different din than regular Bayachal.
We're not talking me'ilo. We're talking if a cotton is mufl samach le'ish and he makes a neder or a hektish, a nidro neder v'hektish or hektish. If you hold mufl samach le'ish doraisa, then it would carry with it Bal Yachel. Whoever's over Bal Yachel.
What about a regular person, not a cotton, is Mel Behektish the Mazer? Does he get Malchus? Is there a law?
Yes, he does get Malchus.
That's what the Rambam's talking about.
But not, it may be what the Rambam's talking about, but if you look at the Gemara says Bal Yachel. The Gemara, Nidim and Vavam Beis, is about Bal Yachel. Take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says Bal Yachel. That's why I'm saying it. I'm not saying it's Stam, but the Gemara there is saying that you should know hekdesh or hekdesh v'nidro neder legabe malchus of bal yachel. But what about muflo samach leish d'oraisa legabe shogeg and me'ila? So the Gemara there, Mavavim Bezin, in Nida says there is no me'ila. Even if I hold muflo samach leish d'oraisa, there is no me'ila by muflo samach leish. The Rambam neglects to mention this. So take a look at Dalad. You see the footnote Dalad? Ure'e b'meir yisham in Nida, shekosav. V'yesh mechayv and af b'zu b'korban. V'lo yirali kein. Bara sham tzayin azeh, dechachasam soifer sham kosav. Di'aram hishmet zeh, amashm desfira lei, dechayovan al hekdesho korban. Which is interesting because you're condemning the Rambam for going against the Gemara based on the fact he didn't bring the halacha. That's essentially what the Chasam Sofer is doing, right? The Rambam never says clearly by Mufla Samach Leish D'oraisa there is no Me'ilah. So the Chasam Sofer concludes that the Rambam would hold that if Mufla Samach Leish D'oraisa there would be Me'ilah, which is against the Farish of Gemara Mevavim Beis. So I don't know. You know, I'll say all the fancy things all the Magid Eshir say. Hari ani offer tachas ragli and whatever, right? Hari ani offer tachas ragli, etc., etc. And I can't say anything, but it is a little strange to say the Rambam is Saisar Gemara based on the fact that the Rambam says nothing about this. Anyway,
Mitzvah Chinuch does that all the time.
Okay.
Constantly asked, now, why didn't the Rambam bring this din? Sure.
I understand, so it's Shver, that's what he's asking out, why didn't the Rambam bring the din? But it doesn't mean that since the Rambam didn't bring the din, he's being Sosra Gemara, right?
Just to go back one thing, if you're saying the Gemara, you'd said Bal Yachal because that's the Gemara.
Yeah.
So, Mufla Samukha Ish that made Hekdish, and then someone else is Merl in it, and it's okay, that's the Gemara saying you're Bal Yachal, so what's the Ram having the Fakira? That's it. Open and shut. Gemara says that if somebody else is Merl in something, then the third person is ever Bal Yachal. What's the Ram having a Fakira?
Maybe it's talking about the Kotan himself, Achash Nizgado.
The move some of the ish the raisa, bim hikdish, ubo ha godo, the nene loke. Which godo? The cotton himself, he becomes a godo later?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, maybe.
What he means?
No, I don't know if he means it, but it could be.
I don't think so.
Ha godo. Ubo ha godo, generously.
Not to say for ubo ha godo, and then somebody else comes and is there, he gets malchus. So what's the wrong having a shayla, if that's the case?
You should say ubo godo. You shouldn't say ha godo at all.
No, I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know. I didn't. Well, that's the Gemara that says Bal Yachal. Mm-hmm. You know, the truth is, I'll have to look at the Gemara need the game of home base. Maybe it's Rashi says Bal Yachal. I don't remember. Okay. I will look. Okay, let's go. Hey, V'nei al kotshe bedek habayis gam ken chayav mila. We know that. Kotshe bedek habayis gives something to the treasurer, you're also chayav mila. V'af b'kotshe goyim l'bedek habayis yesh chayav mila. The lo nismata ol mekotshe mizeh. Like we said, the whole miyut chayt mila to truma is only something similar to truma that has kedushas haguf. Do we exempt the guy? But the Gemara says in Temura and in Zvachim, b'med varim amurim that we say kachre goyim there is no meila, kachre mizbech. But kachre bedek habayis by a guy there is meila. Ach al hekdesh katan mufla ein chiyuf av bedek habayis gamkin. However, by mufla samach leish, when we're mired from Me'ila, not like a guy, that we're mired a cotton just from Kotche Mizbeach. When we're mired a cotton from any type of Me'ila from his nether. Moshe Kasavti, Shemesh Matu Lagamre, based on the Gemara Nidim of Omebez, Mikorban. Now listen, this is very interesting, next few lines. Vayen Belecha Mishnah Perak Alf Me'erchen Halacha Vav. Shehik Shal Ramba. The Paisek Kan Beperke Mila Allah Tesvav. It's a fair Shagamar, like we said, Bamed Varma Murim, that there is no Mila by a guy, Kodshe Mizbeach. But the Rambam passes like the Gemara, the Kodshe Bedekabayis Begoyim Molim Behem. I Hadas a Rambam. Lechem Mishnah says, how could the Rambam Paskin, it's a fair Shagamar, the Rambam Paskin's like, but he says, how could the Rambam Paskin like this Gemara that there is Mila by Kotcher Berek Habayis of a guy, but doesn't the Rambam himself say in Erchen Perek Aleph Halachi Yad Aleph Yad Beis, De'ein Makabel Mehem LeBerek Habayis, that if a guy comes and wishes to donate something to Berek Habayis, you turn him away. V'im Amar LeShamayim Nidarti, and if the guy says, I'm so committed to this beautiful project, he's inspired by some type of video or something, he says, I have to give to this Jewish cause, you know, like all of those evangelists that give to the starving Jews in the Ukraine. They are so inspired by it. And he goes ahead and he donates it. The halacha is you don't accept it. You gonez. So if a guy, no matter how adamant he is, we turn away his donation and we don't incorporate it in the treasury. So Lechem Mishnah says, how could the Rambam then say in the similarly, that there is Me'ila by Kotche Berek Habayis by a guy.
Why is it Igonez? Why don't you just throw it in the garbage or give it to somebody else? Is there obviously some kind of Chalitza?
Yeah. So that's actually why I don't understand this question to begin with. By the way, what is this halacha you don't accept from a guy? So I'm sure Rabbi Reisman's got some good stories, no? Wow. About some guy came to Tells and was going to donate a whole building, and they said, no matter what, we won't accept the money. I guess maybe it didn't happen.
I want to tell you, it was a Mechal Shabbos.
Yeah, I knew there was a good story.
With the Moshe, I was involved with a Ched in Cleveland,
right.
And I was by soliciting from my youth, and there was he was in the leather business, and there was a guy over there trying to impress him. She said, this is a school, Jewish education? He's giving copper, he wants to make a deal. So he didn't know what to do, and Moshe was alive, pulled him off, so he says, you can take it, right? He says, because the yeshiva has all the toilets and all this kind of stuff. It'll go for that.
Oh, that's what he said.
You don't have to designate it. Take the money.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And by the way, afterwards, you know, you all know that with the Rabbanim and all this, Bezalel was locked from a trouble. So somebody gave it with a good intention. It went to Aaron. If you didn't, he'd be put it someplace else. But go and stop. Go and take care of it.
Going to the toilets.
You got it first hand from the horse's mouth.
Very interesting. That was his psalm.
Take the money.
The toilets are very important.
Take the money. We'll figure out what to do with it. It's a bit hard. Why do we need gummies? You know what I mean? Maybe Amelia's, if the guy went into the garbage to take out the gnees, I don't know. But it's a point.
So this
seems that the Hekdesh is hell in some way. But
Yeah. So I was thinking this is not such a question. There's a simple answer to this. And I saw there's a Sefer Masas Melech on Minchas Chinuch that's written by one of the Rosh Yeshivas and called Torah, who answers what I thought was a partial answer. Because the halacha of the Rambam not to accept something is not that there's no Chalois Hekdesh. It's a separate din. Where's the din learned from? Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Gimel Malav speaks about Daryavish. And the Gemara says Daryavish had different... How do you count Daryavish's years, correct? The Gemara says, how do you count his years? So if he's a good melech, then you count him like Malchi Yisrael from Nisan. If he wasn't a good melech, then you count him from Tishrei. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Gimel and Dalet discuss... Bring different psukim, I know, from, you know, Sforim I've never opened, Habakkuk or Ezra Nehemiah, right? And in one case, it seems they're counting it Tishrei. Another case, they seem to be counting it Nisan. So the Gemara says, Kan lifnei shehichmitz, kan la'acha shehichmitz. That before he went off the Derech Daryavish, there's a whole question in Tosfos, which Daryavish was this? Was this Darius the first or Darius the second that was Esther's son? So there's a whole discussion in Tosfos. Be that as it may, the Gemara says before he went off the Derech, before when he was a good king, we'd count like Malchi Yisrael Nissen. Then after he went off the proper path, we then say that we count him like Malchus Umas Olam from Tishrei. The Gemara says, what do you mean? You're telling me in Ezra Nehemiah he went off the path? It says when they were building the Beit HaMikdash, he sent them wood and he sent them everything, you know? So Gemara says, yeah, you know why he sent them wood? They should build a wall with wood. So if he wants to burn down the base of Mikdash, he's going to come and the wood will burn it there. So there's a whole Tosfos there. It's an interesting discussion because the Gemara there says that not only that, but the Yavesh didn't really want to go ahead and do it l'shem Shemayim. He was giving it, not because he wanted to impress a Yid, but he was giving it because he was having trouble, whatever, he was having some trouble, and he figured he can get out of his trouble by donating to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says he did it with improper intentions. So Tosfos asks from a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, a Gemara in Pesachim, Ha'omer Sela Zu L'tztaka Amana Sheyichir B'ni Harezet Tzadik Gomer. So he says, how could that be? But here it says he had bad intentions. So Tosfos just makes a line, and I'm sure a lot of drush is on this line. By a Jew, Amanash Yech B'ni is fine. By a guy, Amanash Yech B'ni is no good. But anyway, based on that whole Gemara and
certain... Hanuni no bazois, the man, right? That's the famous passage.
Right.
Hanuni is a katastagas boku, it's stuck, I give it.
That's true. But it's interesting, why is it, what is the, that anyway, that's Tosfos there. But the point is that Gemara and their Psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah about, you know, accepting donations for the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam paskins that, based on certain Psukim, that they shouldn't say that they built Habayis HaZeh.
Right.
It must be that we have to say we built this house. That's what you have to say. So therefore, I cannot accept donations from Goyim. So if you read the Rambam, to me, like, first glance it appeared, and I just saw, as I said, one thing has nothing to do with the other. Meaning, I'm not accepting it for him for an extrinsic reason. It's not intrinsic, correct, that it's hektish, not hektish. It's extrinsic. There's a separate problem. Let's say, Chil Hashem, we have to build the Beis HaMikdash and not them. So what does that have to do with Me'ilah? So I saw this, Masa HaMelech says the same thing. And the Masa HaMelech is a very interesting tzir. Let's say a guy is marked something to the Berak HaBayis, and they don't accept it, and he's Megayer. What is the status of that object that it was Makdash while he was a guy, if he was then Megayer? So we say by a guy, Ish Ish Hekdesh or Hekdesh. So he wants the Taina that the whole chisaron of not accepting is not because there's no chalois in his Maisa Hekdesh. The whole issue of not accepting is what? Is a problem of the Noisein. But once he becomes a proper Noisein, he's Megayer, then we would accept it. So he's saying there's no steer in the Rambam.
And that is very good why you're gone, it's because
right, you're right. So Lachar, I think it's a double Pashat. That Hekdesh or Hekdesh, right?
Because he might convert. That's why I say Ganesh. Because he might convert.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if he might convert, but you're Ganesh.
Oh, it's Kaddish the whole time?
What?
Is I'm saying it's Kaddish the whole time or it's retroactive?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't Kaddish when Megayer then.
No, I don't think that's the case. I think it was Kaddish. I think there was Kedushin, but we can't accept it.
But you're Ganesh, he might be able to accept it later.
So we require another giving. We require a second Maaseh Nisiyah, not that he converted.
See, this comes into a very interesting question. When does Kachir Berak HaBayis become Kaddish? Meaning the Gemara says, Amirasa L'Gvara Kemisiras L'Hedyot.
That applies to a guy too?
So, what?
That applies to a guy too?
Well, the Gemara says, Ish Ish, L'Rabos Ovde Gachavim, Shenodrim Nadarim V'Nadavais. Correct? That's the Gemara. Gemara says, Ish Ish, L'Rabos Akam, Shenodrim Nadarim V'Nadavais. But in general, this is my question by Kachir Berak HaBayis. Chassidish
Svarim bring down that, you see, the Kedushas HaPer Yisrael, with
their Amir,
and
this is...
In general, they don't. There's no Nedarim by a guy, right? Nedarim and Nedavos, like the Neder and the Neder, doesn't apply to a guy.
Right, the Kainims and all those don't apply to a guy. But Ish Ish, the Gemara says Beferish, that's the Gemara in the Gemara in Zvachim that I quoted. Memvav Ish Ish. L'rabos of the Chavim Shenodrim Nedarim V'Nedavos. Correct? That's what it says. And the Gemara says there is no Me'ilah by Kachir Mitzbeach. The Gemara says, but there is Me'ilah by Kachir Berak HaBayis of the guy. So my problem is, how does Kachir Berak HaBayis work? Is there a concept that it becomes Kadosh because I transfer ownership? And since the Gizbor now has ownership on behalf of the treasury, that imbues in it Kedusha? Or is there Kedusha, and as a result of the Kedusha, the Gizbar then has the right to go ahead and claim it? He says, it's Kadosh, it's mine.
The same issue Rav Reisman and I are having to test the ring. It's, you know,
well, similar.
I said, then it's because when the Gizbar gets it, that gives it the Kedusha.
See, the Gemara is in many places.
It relates to the person, so it's
the Gemara in Kedushin.
You have a question for a Gizbar. Gizbar is
a different. Gives will put in a different account, it's a minor account. It could be
when it comes to the monetary ownership.
Yeah, but the fact that the Gemara says that it's neither is a neither, that has nothing to do with the transfer to the Gizmo, does it?
Well, how does Kachir Berak HaBayis work in general? See, it's very interesting because the Gemara in Kedushin Chav Ches and Chav Tes seem to indicate then Amirasa L'Gvara Kemisiras L'Hedyot is a form of Maisa Kinyan. Meaning that Hekdesh has Kinyanim Hedyot doesn't have. So I always thought that meant Amirasa L'Gvara Kemisiras L'Hedyot, that how am I Makdish this and then there's Me'ilah? It's not that I imbue it with Kedusha, but I transfer it to Hekdesh. Hekdesh then has a what? Hekdesh then has a Kinyan and a bialus on it, and it's the bialus of Hekdesh that now gives this, imbues this with Kedusha and Chiyuvim Ila. Is that the way it works? Or is there some type of inherent imbued Kedusha when I say Harei Zula Berak HaBayis? And Mamela, since it has that elevated status, Hekdesh can now come and claim that's mine.
I always thought, maybe I picked that up something, I mean, Rasul Lagvayat, Rasul Hedit, because the question is all over. So if I'm in your Rishus, and I said, this is yours, and it's your Rishus, it's yours. The Baruch Hu Rishus is every place. So all I got to say, it's yours.
Right.
It's yours, right?
It's the first one, okay.
But that's like the first one, there's a right.
That's the first one, it's like the wrong one.
And there's a Gevaldik Araya for that from the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. What does the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis say? Most people don't get anywhere near there, right? Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. What does it say over there? It says, Tarnagol Hektesh Shemardu Yesh Behem Me'ilah. That if there are a number of chickens that have been gathered by Hektesh and they run free, there's still Me'ilah. You can't say like there's a din in Chaf Beis Amud Aleph above Metzia of Zutal Shayam, correct? If there's a terrible hurricane or something and your couch is in the river and going down the river, it's open for anybody to go ahead and to pick it up. Why? Because it's not Dover of, it has to be Dover Avuda.
Because it's 50 years.
Right. No, the Gemara, Taisvus disagrees. As Machlokes was shown, does it mean for sure it's Messiah? Taisvus is of the opinion that even without Yeish, you lose it. Why? Because it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Umatza Aveda, I forget the exact lesson. Umatza Aveda. Right? That you have to return Aveda you find. It has to be an Aveda that's Metsuya. Lahotzi Dover Avuda Mimeno Umikol Adam. However, by Hektesh, the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis says there's no such concept. Mardu Tana Golem Shel Hektesh. All of these animals of Hektesh just running around. The Gemara says, Yesh behem meila. What's the lashon? Kol de Isa bebegaza de Rachmana Isa. Right? Wherever they are, they're considered to be within what the Rishus of, right? Called the Isa bebegaza de Rachmana Isa. Like Rabbi Rosman said, wherever they are, by definition, they're what? La Hashem aratzum lo. Right? Hashem. Right? Hashem is control of everything. Everything is his Rishus. But if you're going to learn like that, it assumes the kinyanim come first and the kedusha then come from the kinyanim. What we're saying, what we want to say to answer the Rambam is a little the other way. That a guy goes ahead and what? And is makdish something, the Bedek HaBayis. And at the moment that he's makdish it, there is a certain inherent kedusha in it. But just that, the Beis HaMikdash says, thank you very much, we appreciate it, but we're not accepting. Now, if that's the case, that assumes that the Hektesh has a Chalois first, even before their what? Even before Bedek HaBayis accepts it. Unless you want to tell me that Taka...
There's Kinyonim.
There's Kinyonim. Bedek HaBayis has it. They just tell the guy, you know what? We have it and we appreciate it.
Words, because he says they ain't the Kablam ahead of Bedek HaBayis.
Right.
Everything else works the way it normally works. There's Kinyonim, there's Hektesh and all that. It's just an ending of Ein Mekamblem. It's not a little chow. Ein Mekamblem.
You let it get back to Hektesh.
No, that's why Yigun is.
That's why Yigun is.
Why Yigun is, because it really has same real rules. It's owned by Hektesh. It's just like a Jew did it. But therefore Yigun is, we're just not going to use it. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to use that type of money. But it has the same, meaning.
Except for the bathrooms.
I think somewhere in the Rabbi Chanan says someone, I have to look it up. He was walking with Rabbi Chaim, and he asked him this question of how Amirasluk Vokam Yisrael Slahadi it works. I think there's some Rabbi Chanan I remember. I'll try to find it. Does it work with the Hektesh Minchal and then the Mamanus? Does the Mamanus create the Chalois Hektesh? But you're saying it doesn't matter here. Taka, this Mamanus, there's everything, just a Makabal. Okay. But it's the answer is too simple, isn't it? Isn't it, Mamash, so simple, this answer? Like, what's the question?
You have to look what the Lechem Mishnah says.
I did. It's a long Lechem Mishnah, very tiny print.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, so maybe I'll get a bigger print. Im ken im olim, ayim b'shas erchen vavu man alef. V'heyach pasuk kan demoylen. Ayin sham masha pilpel.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.